Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well met, fellow adventurers. And now, we are once again back with Sir Croakington. And we are exploring the Hall of Ruin. We've just once again got into that secret chamber that was unlocked via the Goblin Blood Scroll. So the first time we went there, we had this gigantic stone construct thing pick up enough wooden blocks to carve some feet. And, well, anyway, we're going through here again. I've got Chiara's staff equipped, so I'm blasting through the Goblin Warrior Ghost. Easy peasy. Nothing to do with the hand impression yet. Not until the statue is complete. Anyhow, time to pull the lever to the north. No, wait, can't do that yet. Alright. Clawed feet. So far, nothing's changed there. Wait a minute, what is there? Can't pull the lever. Goblin Warrior Ghost. Ah, I forgot exactly what I'm supposed to do. Well, here's these energy wind portals that turn into an energy beast. Just bash those up. That is slain. 40 XP. An eerie silence replaces the sound of the energy beast's ghastly howls and incessant crackling. A strange creature flares brightly and then suddenly vanishes. Now, I'm sure there's something I have to do here. Oh, wait, I remember now. Faint greenish glow. I've got to pull the levers first in the main part of the Hall of Ruin. Silly me. Trying to rush things. It ended up taking longer. Oh well, managed just to get some goblin ghosts defeated at least. Alright, first thing first, pull the green levers. Next time, I'll have done that before I go into the secret chamber. Unless I forget, which I may well do, because I'm a silly Billy who is very silly. Okay, here's the trap check. And it passed, so nothing to worry about there. Trap check, pass, another 16 XP to 33. It adds up, it all adds up. Pulse green. Yeah, alright, both levers are green now. As I bash through some undead goblin guardians, I can get my way to activate that statue to pick up the stones. I don't know why they didn't just magically have the stones appear in the right place, but, well, I guess I have to do something. Honestly, it's goblins. They think different, apparently. Alright, open the outline door, step into the void. Okay, now let's check on that big statue. Well, not the big statue, the big moving statue, or the one that moves now. Tower, figure of stone, vaguely human in appearance, stands against the wall in this section of the corridor. Faint greenish glow surrounds the massive faceless structure. Okay, what if I fight these goblin spirits? There's four of them. the northwest corner, just going to quick combat them because you heard how they fight. The first time round, 24 XP. It's the last of them. Another 24 XP, bit of healing. Can I pull the levers now? Yes. Okay. Now that the levers in the main hall are green, I can pull these levers to the northwest and the northeast. Suddenly, a sharp sound of splintering stone reaches your ears from somewhere to the west. With a loud groan mixed with the sharp sound of splintering stone, the massive figure of stone begins to move. You watch in amazement as the towering construct takes several heavy but unsteady steps before stomping off in the gloom to the west. It's off to find some stones. And here's some stones I've made available. Suddenly, the floor begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupts from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance, prepare to face whatever is to enter the room. The towering faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright. Goblin warrior ghosts are blocking my path, but not for very long, because I Tierra staff them to dead. And the howling portal that turned into the energy beast just got that down. I don't think you need to fight them, but you might as well. Alright, here's the southwest goblin spirit. There are five of them. The first of the hideous goblin spirits snarls viciously, closes in an attack, swiping out at you with his phantasmal blade. I'm just going to quick combat these. 1, 2, 3. And the next one, that's 4. And here's the final goblin spirit. And it is slain, and I'm nearly out of health, but the post-battle heal helped a bit with that. Okay. Suddenly, the floor begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupts from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the stone arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, let's get it some more blocks in the southeast alcove. Gauge the goblin spirits. 1, 6 of them this time. Still confronted by the apparition's sinister kin, you swiftly draw yourself into defensive stance as you prepare to face the next of the ghosts. And so on. And number 5. Oh, 25 experience that time. Number 6, 25. Suddenly, the floor suddenly begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of its hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber. It strides up to the massive stone block, seemingly without effort. The stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, now just one more block for it to get in the northeast corner. Engage the goblin spirits, but heal myself first. The first of the hideous goblin spirits snarls viciously as it closes in and attacks, swiping out into its phantasmal blade. Alright, 24 experience. Suddenly, the floor begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Now let's see what they've done with those four massive blocks. The remnants of several large blocks lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of plate-armoured legs extend upwards from the feet, extending just beneath where the waist of the giant statue would be. The massive statue was beginning to take form. Alright, and it will be next time. We'll see what they make next. But ta-ta for now. And we're back. Time to pull the levers. You take hold of the lever and pull it down. The lever moves slowly into its lowest possible position before slowly rising, returning to its original stance. Alright, it's going quicker because I've pulled the green levers first. Here's another one for the lever. You take hold of the lever and pull it down. The lever moves slowly into its lowest possible position before slowly rising and returning to its original stance. The sharp sound of stone sprinkling reaches your ear. Of splintering stone reaches your ear from somewhere to the east. Alright, let's go east. A towering figure of stone, vaguely human in appearance, stands against the wall in this section of the corridor. A faint greenish glow surrounds the massive faceless structure. With a loud groan, mixed with the sharp sound of splintering stone, the massive figure of stone begins to move. You watch in amazement as the towering construct takes several heavy but unsteady steps before stomping off into the gloom to the west. Alright, let's go to the west and pick up these blocks. Here's the block. I've defeated all their spirits in advance. Suddenly, the floor suddenly begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls emerge from the passage just outside the corridor. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, let's go. Keep going clockwise. Yes. No, counterclockwise. Alright, here's the southwest block. Suddenly, the floor suddenly begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, now to the southeastern block. Here we are, and there it is. Suddenly, the floor begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls emerge from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. But much louder. It's a lot louder because it's made of stone and I'm made of fleshy bits, which are neither as hard nor as heavy. Right, northeastern block. Suddenly, a floor suddenly begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. The towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arm, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, let's see what they've made. To the alcove just south of the northern, into the middle in the northern part. A strange and unexpected sight greets your steps. Alright, 9 goblin ghosts attired in ragged cloth garments move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing to the wave slab of stone. The elements of several large blocks of stone lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of large clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of plate-armoured legs extends upward from the feet and connect with a bulky, armless and headless torso. Alright, we've got arm, we've got feet, we've got legs, we've got a torso. The massive statue is slowly taking form. The goblin spirits toiling away round the plinth seem to pay you no mind. And that is it for now. And some time has passed, and we're back. And once again, I defeated the 4 groups of goblin spirits, and then I watched the big old statue pick up the stone blocks. And now it's time to check in on the big statue again. The 9 goblin ghosts, attired in ragged cloth garments, move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing at the raised slab of stone. The remnants of several large blocks, as picked up by the moving statue golem thingy, lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of large clawed feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of plate-armoured legs extend upwards from the feet and connect with a bulky, headless torso. A pair of thick, powerful arms. Arms, each fitted with a clawed hand, extend from the sculpture's exaggerated shoulders. Alright, so we've got feet, legs, torso, arms. Looks as if the massive statue is nearly complete. We just gotta do the head. And then maybe a bit more for finishing it off. Looks as if the massive statue is nearly complete. The goblin spirits toiling away around the plinth seem to pay you no mind. You think perhaps you need to return here on your next trek through the Hall of Ruins. And I will. And once again, I'll probably just skip to this part. Because the picking up, the fighting the goblin spirits, the picking up the blocks, that's the same each time. Anyway, ta. We're back again. It's been quite a while. Time to check in on the spirits. A towering figure of stone, vaguely human in appearance, stands against the wall in this section of the corridor. A faint greenish glow surrounds the massive, faceless sculpture. With a loud groan, mixed with the sharp sound of splintering stone, the massive figure of stone begins to move. You watch in amazement as the towering construct takes several heavy but unsteady steps before stomping off into the gloom to the west. Alright, let's go west. So a goblin warrior glows block my path, but I just quick combat that. The massive stone block sits in the centre of the stone chamber. The stone, almost half your size, is much too large for you to even consider. Actually, it's far, far larger than Sir Croakington. Suddenly, the floor begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. A towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the chamber ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block, seemingly without effort. The stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, on to the next one. Another goblin warrior bloke ghost blocks my path, but I heal from that. And it died for 8 XP. Or maybe another man, I wasn't paying attention. A massive stone block sits in the centre of this small chamber. The stone, several times your size, is much too large for even to consider moving suddenly. The floor suddenly begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever it is that is about to enter the room. The towering faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block. Seemingly without effort, the stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, on to the next one. Past another goblin warrior ghost. Don't know where they're all coming from, but I guess that's just part of the magic of the Hall of Ruin. A massive stone block in the centre of the small chamber. The stone, almost several times your size, is much too large to even consider moving. Suddenly, the floor suddenly begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupt from the passage just outside the chamber. Instinctively draw yourself into defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. A towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the hidden lair ducks beneath the stone arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block, seemingly without effort. The stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled in its mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. And I follow it. Pass another goblin warrior ghost, which turns into another 8 XP. And then another, for another 8 XP. Alright, and to the next alcove. A massive block of stone in the centre of this small chamber. The stone, almost half your size, is much too large for you even to consider moving. The floor sort of begins to shake as a series of thundering footfalls erupts from the passage just outside the chamber. You instinctively draw yourself into defensive stance as you prepare to face whatever is about to enter the room. A towering, faceless figure of stone you discovered in another part of the chamber ducks beneath the arch leading into the chamber and strides up to the massive stone block, seemingly without effort. The stone construct bends down and picks up the stone block. Then, with the block cradled on his mighty arms, the giant sculpture turns and stomps out of the chamber. Alright, let's see how the statue's doing now. Quick heal. A strange and unexpected sight greets your ears as you step into the large chamber at the southern end of the corridor. The plinth of the cavernous room is dominated by a broad stone plinth. a round which stand the glowing apparitions of 9 cave goblins. The 9 goblin ghosts, attired in wacky cloth garments, move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing at the raised slab of stone. The remnants of several large blocks of stone lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. I guess they've already carved those up. A pair of large clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of 8 plate armoured legs extend upwards from the feet and connect with the bulky torso. A pair of thick, powerful arms, each fitted with a clawed hand, extend from the sculpture's exaggerated shoulders, and this is new, resting atop its broad neck, its lifeless gaze filling you with a profound sense of dread, is the hideous carved head of Ikubok. It appears that the massive statue, an idol of the ancient and fearsome goblin king, is nearly complete. The goblin spillets toiling away around the plinth seem to pay you no mind. Right, and next time I return, more progress will be added. And that's enough for now. And we're back. Let's see what's happening with the statue now. The blocks, the not so big statue has already gathered the blocks, took it to the ghosts, and they've done some crafting. A strange and unexpected sight greets your eyes as you step into a large chamber at the southern end of the corridor. The centre of the cavernous room is dominated by a broad stone plinth, around which stand the glowing apparitions of 9 cave goblins. The 9 goblin ghosts, attired in wacky cloth garments, move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing at the raised slab of stone. The remnants of several large blocks of stone lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of large clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of plate-armoured legs extend upwards from the feet and connect with a bulky torso. A pair of thick, powerful arms, each fitted with a clawed hand, extend from the sculpture's exaggerated shoulders, resting snugly atop a broad neck, its lifeless gaze filling you with a profound sense of dread, is the hideous stone-carved head of Ikubok. A black, glittering gem is fitted into place to serve as the left eye of the towering sculpture. I don't know how you could have 4 massive stone blocks, probably weighing several tons, and all they could make was 1 tiny little eye, but I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of weird exchange thing where you have to, some sort of mystical thing where you have to trade in an entire huge block to get 1 little black gem to interdimensional jewel stone traders or something. It appears the massive statue, an idol of the ancient and fearsome goblin king, is nearly complete. Well, I think it'll still be a few more goes around yet. The goblin spirits toiling away around the plinth seem to pay you no mind. You think you will need to return here on your next trek through the Hall of Ruin, and I will, and that is that for now. Now we've just completed another one through the Hall of Ruins. We've done absolutely everything. The blocks, we went to the secret special second chamber. And the blocks have all been gathered. And they have been delivered to the ghostly stonemasons. And things have changed. A strange and unexpected sight greets your eyes as you step into the large chamber at the southern end of the corridor. The centre of the cavernous room is dominated by a broad stone plinth, around which stand the glowing apparitions of 9 cave goblins. The 9 goblin ghosts, attired in wacky cloth garments, move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing at the raised slab of stone. The remnants of several large blocks of stone lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of large clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of plate-armoured legs extend upwards from the feet and connect with the bulky torso. A pair of thick, powerful arms, each fitted with a clawed hand, extend from the sculpture's exaggerated shoulders, resting snugly atop a broad neck, his hideous gaze filling you with a profound sense of dread. Is the hideous, stone-carved head of Igmorok. A pair of black, glittering gems are fitted into place to serve as the eyes of the towering sculpture. It appears the massive statue, an idol of the ancient and fearsome Goblin King, is almost complete, and now it is actually almost complete. I think just one more, and it will be done. And then something will happen. Hopefully we'll get something nice. The goblin spirits toiling away about the plinth seem to pay you no mind.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You think perhaps you'll need to return here on your next trek through the Hall of Ruins, and I will. And when that will be, Well, as far as you're concerned, it will be instantly. Because that's just the way I'm doing this. Anyway, ta for now. Alright, and we've had another one through the Hall of Ruin. And let's have a look at the statue again. A strange and unexpected sight greets your eyes as you step into the large chamber, the southern end of the corridor. The centre of the cavernous room is dominated by a broad stone plinth, around which stand the glowing apparitions of 9 cave goblins. The 9 goblin ghosts, attired in ragged cloth garments, move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing at the raised slab of stone. The remnants of several large blocks of stone lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of large clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of 8-part plate-armoured legs extend upwards from the feet and connect with a bulky torso. A pair of thick, powerful arms, each fitted with a clawed hand, extend from the sculpture's exaggerated shoulders. The statue's wide hand now grips a flanged bladed mace, and that last bit is new. The statue was not armed before, but now it is. Rested snugly atop a broad neck, its lifeless gaze filling you with a profound sense of dread, is the hideous stone-carved head of Igmorok. A pair of black, glittering gems are fitted into place to serve as the eyes of the towering sculpture. Appears the massive statue, an idol of an ancient and fearsome goblin king, is almost complete. The goblin spirits toiling away around the plinth seem to pay you no mind. So to go any further, have to do another Hall of Ruin wand. Ta for now. And we've finished another one through the Halls of Ruin, and the statue has been advanced once again. A strange and unexpected sight greets your eyes as you step into the large chamber, the southern end of the corridor. The centre of the cavernous room is dominated by a broad stone plinth, around which stand the glowing apparitions of 9 cave goblins. The 9 goblin ghosts, attired in ragged cloth garments, move around the edge of the plinth, whispering to one another and gesturing at the raised slabs of stone. The remnants of several large blocks of stone lie in heaps of rubble next to the plinth. A pair of large clawed stone feet rest upon the centre of the plinth. A pair of plate-armoured legs extend upwards from the feet and connect with a bulky torso. A pair of thick, powerful arms, each fitted with a clawed hand, extend from the sculpture's exaggerated shoulders. The statue's white hand now grips the hilt of a flanged, bladed mace. Resting snugly atop its broad neck, its lifeless gaze filling you with a profound sense of dread, is the stone carved head of Igrimwok. A crown now rests atop Igrimwok's hideous head. And the crown is the new bit for this round. A pair of black glittering gems are fitted into place to serve as the eyes of the towering sculpture. It appears that the massive statue, an idol of the ancient and fearsome Goblin King, is at last complete! And so on. Suddenly, the sense of dread that's come over you in the presence of the detestable monument deepens as the 9 goblin ghosts, the long-dead sculpture who's responsible for the towering abomination, suddenly flicker and vanish. Okay, I'm guessing they can now go to goblin heaven? That's what I'm going to assume. Yeah, having performed their atonement or whatever, they can now go to Goblin Heaven. I don't know what Goblin Heaven's like, but I assume there's lots of fighting and lots of drinking. A deep reverberating groan shakes the chamber. Every instinct tells you the giant statue is about to come to life. Statue's coming to life. Of course it does. Honestly, about most of the statues you encounter in this game come to life and try to kill you. I mean, the only major ones that don't are the Tysons of Telsa statues, or I think that's only a matter of time. Although, they come to life, and they're all piloted. They're piloted by the people who commit, by the adventures thereof, and then they do casual fights. That would be so silly. Okay, I'm going to leave the chamber immediately. Oh, it's a goblin warrior. Just going to quick combat that. 9 XP. Okay, apparently it's the same thing again. If I want it to advance, apparently it stops coming to life when I'm not there, because honestly, I mean, why bother moving if there's nothing you could smash? Remain where you are. You watch with growing horror as the towering statue of Igrimwok, its every motion filling the chamber with the ear-splitting sound of stone grinding upon stone, steps down from the plinth and stomps in your direction. With the statue's lifeless gaze fixed squarely on you, with its massive clawed feet shaking the floor with every thundering step, you instinctively draw yourself into combat-ready stance as you prepare to engage the stone Behemoth. It's the living Igonwok statue. Alright. All that time we spent building it, and we're going to smash it in less than 3 minutes. Oh well, that happens. Begin combat. Normal. The towering statue stomps you with its massive stone foot. Devastating blow for 29 damage. I go into a battle rage. Alright, ooh. It's got a lot of health, this one. I'm going to use a 20. Use the last 20 stored in your quickstone. Alright, I'm going to have to heal myself a bit. Keep going. You know what? Wand of Dragonfire. A deafening roar fills the air as a powerful breath of fire explodes from the tip of your iron wand. Your enemy is consumed by the ravaging flames, taking 199 points of damage. The towering statue stomps at you with its massive stone foot. Keep stomping. I keep swatting. Keep going. Devastating blow for 33 damage to me. More hand of healing to top me up. Keep going. It's down to 13%. 8%. 6%, 5%, 3%. Devastating blow again. Bit more healing. And it is slain after 101 rounds. Whew, that's a lot. It is slain. 77 XP. 12 to general, 30 to restoration, 13 to weaponry, and 22 to staves. And 128 experience to general. A deafening roar echoes throughout the chamber as the massive statue of Igomorok collapses into a heap of shattered stone. You twist and dive to your right, narrowly dodging several chunks of falling stone. After regaining your feet, you turn your gaze upon a pile of rubble now dominating the centre of the room. Oh, now you've got to make it all over again! Well, maybe. A deep red glow suddenly envelops the jagged heap. Then, without warning, the glow disappears. The massive heap of rubble, all that remains in the remains of the towering living statue of Igomorok, lies in the centre of this cavernous chamber. Alright, what's happening here? Right, I'm going to look in that space again, see if anything more turns up. Nope, it's just a massive chamber. You know, I don't know what happens if you come here in another one. A hand-shaped impression is set into the wall here, near the southeast corner. The impression appears to be that of a goblin hand. For you're certain your hand will just about fit into it. A deep red glow surrounds the impression. Place your hand inside the glowing impression. In fact, my hand fits very easily. Because Sir Crokeyton is very small. Except when she isn't. You carefully fit your hand into the impression. The red glow that surrounds the impression suddenly intensifies, forcing you to momentarily avert your gaze. Seconds later, the glow fades completely. Uncertain about what may have just happened, you remove your hand from the impression. Alright, something has happened. Alright, there's another one of those on opposite from it, on the other side of this little chamber, I guess. Alright, deep hand-shaped impression is set into the wall here. The impression appears to be that of a goblin hand. So you're certain your hand will fit into it very, very easily, because Sir Crokeyton is very small. Maybe she has to, like, hop up to get it. I don't know where, but I assume if it's for handshake impression for goblins, it's probably 3-4 feet up. Difficult for Sir Grokington to reach, but oh, she can. Wait. What she does is she conjures a ladder. And now she gets on the ladder, and then she can put her hand in impression easy peasy. The game said she conjured something else, but what she really conjured was a ladder. Place your hand, climb up the ladder. You carefully fit your hand into the impression. The red glow that surrounds the impression subtly intensifies, forcing you to momentarily avert your gaze. Seconds later, the glow fades completely. Uncertain about what may have just happened, you remove your hand from the impression. Alright, what's happened here? Alright, and this is the exit from this area. We have a suddenly. You instantly fall back and assume a defensive stance as a hulking, fur-robed goblin steps into view. The sinister creature, his broad head fitted with a wooden crown, regards you with an icy glare. You immediately recognise you're once again in the presence of Igorbok, the long-dead goblin king, now entombed within a hall of ruin. "For the moment, I've no further quarrel with you," he grumbles. "You've done me a great service, though my idol now lies as rubble. It was good to see it completed, after all this time. If only for a moment. Now, sadly, it will not ever be." Remaining weary, lest Igormok should suddenly attack, you listen as the Goblin King tells you that the living statue was you destroyed was to be his greatest weapon in the war against humankind. Alright, it's probably a very good thing I destroyed it then. Because otherwise, he'd probably somehow have got out of the Hall of Ruin and went on a rampage, you know, until I chased after it. Yeah, it'd be like that Rise of the Frost Demon adventure, perhaps. Which was an adventure where you had a giant monster on a rampage. And it was so tough it took multiple combats to complete it. Fortunately, you were magically healed between them. Anyway, if you're playing Swift, you know what I'm talking about. And if you've watched, listened to every single episode, you also know what I'm talking about. A war that came to an abrupt end centuries ago, when he and his savage kin were at last defeated in a brutal battle in Shadow Glen. A lone woman led the warriors and knights who came down upon us in the Vale. He snarls. A woman much like you. Now I wonder, does the gender of the guy change depending on who... Upon the gender of your character? I'm leaning towards it does, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, tell me on the Discord. What the long plague had left staggering and crawling, the blades of the humans finished off. I fell at the hands of the lone woman, too weak to lift my weapon. Well, that's not particularly heroic. You know, just going upon them when they're all wrecked by plague. This isn't a heroic climax of a massive campaign. This is a... Well, it's a pretty... I'll probably call it a war crime. You know, if war crimes have been invented yet in the world of Swift, but I don't think they have. Well, they've been invented, but they haven't been codified. Anyway, yeah, that's not very heroic at all. I mean, it might be your best chance, but could say it's pragmatic, because they Igamorok could well recover, and then you'll be wiped back to... And then you'll be wiped back to the giant war everywhere. Igamorok tells you that following his defeat, the victorious humans abandoned Shadow Glen, leaving in their wakes a goblin graveyard. And yet, out of bitter, bloody defeat, I claim victory, for in the glen still stands my monolith, and through its hidden gate, my new domain, where the hands of men, man cannot hope to leave a permanent mark. He snarls. Do not think that your discovery of my lair was an accident. All great things are foretold. I have been waiting for you. Igamorok falls silent and extends his white hand towards you. Resting in the centre of his broad, upturned palm is a small, triangular piece of raven bone, which he tells you to take. Despite your initial reluctance, because, you know, Goblin King. And, you know, he is probably one of the greatest enemies of humanity as a whole. Probably only behind the demon itself. And Runeskin. Maybe some of the bigger dragons could compete him, but I say yes, he's probably third place. Third place as enemies of humanity in general. I'm sure, once again, if you have anything to put above him, tell me on the Swift Discord. Despite your initial reluctance, you reach out and take possession of the shard, only to have the curious piece of Dravengrom instantly turn to dust in your grasp. Oh no! It has been dolled into asbestos and will slowly kill me in 30 years! Ha 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 ha! Goblin plot! A strange sensation washes over you as the black dust pours through your fingers. The strange sensation intensifies as the frightful din of an ancient battle suddenly fills your head. Inexplicably, you instantly recognise the clamour to be that of Igamorok and his savage clan, making their last stand in the heart of Shadow, in the heart of Shadow Glen. 512 experience to general, 128 experience to all skills and powers. Nice, nice. The strange sensation momentarily abates, leaving you drained and breathless. Igamorok's glaze hardens as he takes a step back. Before you can react, the sensation returns with renewed intensity. 1,024 experience to general. 256 experience to all skills and powers. Nice, nice. The chorus of blood-curdling screams erupt in your head as the sensation again intensifies. Igamorok continues to retreat slowly along the corridor. Oh, okay, yep, makes sense. Igamorok, I have killed you about 20 times. Although I'm not sure if that thing I met in there is actually you. Or just a construct, or just some goblin that's got in cosplay. Who knows? Anyway, 2,048 experience to general, 512 experience to all skills and powers. At last, the sensation begins to fade and then suddenly disappears, leaving you winded and wary, but otherwise unharmed. There is no longer any sign of Igamorok anywhere along the corridor. 4,096 experience to general and 1,024 experience to all skills and powers. Whew, that is a lot. So we're talking nearly 2,000 all skills and powers experience. And once you add up the 200 that you'll get from just finishing the Hall of Ruins generally. We're talking 2,000, over 2,000 experience to all skills and powers. Suspect at the end of this, well, I might just be able to level something up. Or maybe not. It all depends on... depends on just how far along they are. Alright. The ancient goblin magic contained within the shards of Ravenbone has now been infused into you. You must now choose how you allocate the benefit bestowed upon you by the last and most powerful portion of the potent goblin magic. I mean, that's a bit weird of Igamorok just making us more powerful. Even though he must know, just to get here, I'd have killed so many goblins. So many. And he's making it easier for me to kill goblins. I guess he just really likes his big statue. Alright. Choose. Anyway. Three. Now must choose one of the three following three permanent bonuses. And this is a big deal. So, permanent two to melee rating, four to stamina points, or two to Neville Reserve. Now, the thing is, Sir Croakington's melee rating is so high that I don't, it, barring some very great, outside of Zurin's battlegrounds, everything's a 3+. So adding even more melee rating doesn't really make a difference. Although, admittedly, probably, eventually, the melee ratings of regular adventures will go up until they reach that. But by then, Sir Croakington will have various seasonal bonuses. Bonuses. Chilara's elixirs. And various other buffs. Oh yeah, probably getting the weaponry skills a bit higher. That'll probably help as well. Oh yeah, I now with that experience I just got, I can raise stage to 79. That'll almost help raise the MR. So, four stamina points or two Neville Reserve. Now, since one Neville Reserve can restore... let's see, about 20 in battle and 30 out of battle. Really, Neville Reserve is just much better. So, two bonus to Neville Reserve. Although, stamina points helps in the situations when your Neville Reserve is poofed away. The thing is, I never run out of stamina. I've never really run out of Neville Reserve. Okay. Four stamina points or two Neville... yeah, you know what? Stamina points. Your stamina points have been permanently increased by four. Well, there we go. More points. Congratulations. Your destruction of the living statue of Igamorok has ensured that the vile Goblin King... Goblin King will remain forever entombed within the Hall of Ruin. You may continue to replay this scenario, though you'll not be able to venture into the hidden lair you just... back into the hidden lair you just completed. But just perhaps there remains more to be discovered in this sinister place. I also got 50 battle markers, which is so-so. Without warnings, your surrounding begins to change. Your head swims with a jumble of dreadful thoughts as you stumble through a black, swirling abyss. Moments later, after losing all sense of time and direction, you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. You're once again standing in the Hall of Ruin. Okay, let's go. Nope, those little hand impressions in the sort of middle of the Hall of Ruin, they still don't do anything. Okay, now let's just get out of here. Oh no, I gotta use... Anyway, I'm finishing this one like a regular Hall of Ruin one now. And boop. Spin the wheel. Standard experience of 3,200 XP to general, 200 XP to all skills and powers. It all adds up. Who's been here recently? So Croakington and Whitebore. That person, I've been seeing that person a lot here now. Does Nerith in Talanus respond to me finishing that? Well, I think it was in Talanus. Alright, explore Talanus. No, that's not it, no. There was someone... I'm going to pause for a bit. Yeah, it was Nolly, and no, I can't tell him about that. I think that's it. I'll just check. Yeah, looks like the Hall of Ruin is done with for now. And, next time we'll be starting Rachna's Mad. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.